burnout is quickly becoming a huge workplace problem. Multiple studies from over 100 countries have found that over 40% of workers experienced burnout in a calendar year. Now, burnout happens when prolonged stress and pressure and overwork depletes your energy and your resources. Burnout is your nervous system's way of saying enough is enough. It's not safe to keep pushing like this, to just keep adding more to your plate over and over again. And it forces you to shut down. So, how did burnout become such a problem for so many people? It has to do with our shift from industrial labor to what Cal Newport calls knowledge work. Remember those hunter-gatherers and farmers? They worked seasonally. Despite the invention of factories, we humans aren't optimally productive when working nonstop. Our minds and bodies are pretty good at managing short-term stressors, but pretty bad at handling chronic stress. So, to build up a healthier, more sustainable way to work, Newport recommends that we make space for slow times in work and give ourselves permission to work less. Now, sometimes this lengthens out timelines, but it gives you room for deep focus and higher quality work. Plan some slow seasons for your work. If you run your own business, like if you're a marketing person, maybe your slow season is after the big sales season is over. If you're an accountant, maybe it starts after April 14th. If you feel like this is impossible, that's probably your anxiety speaking. So ask yourself, is burning myself out actually making me more productive? For example, Cal Newport tells us about a software company called Basecamp. They use a rhythm of 6 weeks of focused work followed by 2 weeks of downtime. So this 6 week cycle allows for deep focus on these important projects, and the 2 weeks of rest or lighter tasks help employees recharge before the next big push. And I really love this because this company chooses sanity over burnout. And I think we can build these systems into our lives. Now, it's true that many of us have bosses or clients making demands, but it is possible to quietly create seasonality in your work. So instead of immediately accepting new projects, you might say, oh, let's pick that up after the holidays. Or I'm currently busy, but I'm available for a new project in 3 weeks. Now, if you can't get away with longer slow periods, find short ways to implement small seasonality. So, for example, you might say no meeting Mondays, or I answer emails at 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., and that just creates some breaks in your day without that frantic work. If we can move away from the mental block that says being busy is how I'm productive, this can change our work culture and free us up for some creativity.